You know, we're starting to hear a lot coming out about UFOs, aliens, that maybe our government's working with these other beings. So what this reveals is who those beings are, how we can identify the higher levels of those beings, what programs or projects in the government those beings are overseeing. And then you can start to piece in, you know, who are the people who are directly working under those beings and their authority. It comes out of some of the ancient or forbidden things that, so they keep it very tight circle who is aware of this knowledge. You know, their job was to, you know, have that knowledge, and they would give pieces of it as they train different people in different positions, but they never would give individuals the full understanding or knowledge how to decipher all those things.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have the great Jesse Saboter coming back to the program. And I want to tell you that if you have not heard her before, you really need to go and listen to the first interviews that I did with her. If you go to my website, sarahwestall.com, under Editor's Choice, you'll see the first of the series, the shows that I did with her. And you want to listen to at least the first one. I would listen to all three of that series. It's the first interview that was broken into three parts. Then you get a really good idea of who she is. Otherwise, it's really hard to follow what she's talking about and to put into context why she would even know these things. It just seems so far out. But once you realize she was being trained to be the Mother of Darkness and what that means, what is the Mother of Darkness? What is that in the whole Brotherhood system or Illuminati system? You need to go and learn about it. And she explains it. And one thing I got to tell you is that people who have been studying the Illuminati or the Brotherhood, I learned that Illuminati is just a new name that's been given maybe in the last few decades for that group. It was really originally called the Brotherhood. But she just calls it the system. But those people who have been researching it for decades tell me that Jesse has filled in a lot of holes for them. They don't come out and say that Jesse doesn't know what she's talking about. So that tells me that she's legit, and that, you know, because if a deep researcher is enamored, if somebody really knows more than anybody else about this, and they really find what Jesse says is valuable, then it's probably as legit as you can get from that perspective. And the reason I bring that up is because people question it. Obviously, you're going to question whether you're getting disinformation or whatever. But I just recommend you to listen to those first interviews, and you'll get a good picture of it. And I got to remind you that no matter what you believe as far as your own spiritual understanding or religious background or whatever you believe, you got to remember that this is what they believe, and they believe it with their whole heart. They are intent on implementing their plans, and they're all in. I also want to tell you that Jesse's book is up on Ebonier for my members, and we got great news. It's now done being translated into Spanish, so all the Spanish speakers in the world will now have access to it as well. So that's really great news for them. And then I wanted to also tell you that Jesse sticks around after this interview. It's a two-part interview, and we discuss what she knows about the Harry and Meghan situation. And I know it seems really trivial, and it is from the standpoint of, you know, the royals and all that BS, but there's a lot behind it. And Meghan said some things, and so did Harry, that implied the institution. They call it the institution. And that there were people behind the institution. And so we talk about that and what all that meant and why they came out. It's very interesting. It's up for my Ebonier subscribers and for sarahwestall.tv subscribers. And again, I want to thank everybody who supports the program, because that's how you keep me going. And I wouldn't be doing this without all my listeners and subscribers. So thank you so much. And those that can't afford to support me monetarily, sharing my work, sharing what I do is just as valuable. So thank you so much for doing that as well. So let's get into this great interview and conversation with Jesse Saboter.
Hi, Jesse. Hey, thank you for, I'm so glad to have you back.
Yes.
You just did a massive intel and it's really getting a lot of traction. And I want to ask you, what is it specifically were you trying to get out to the people?
With that, I had released an image, and then it basically is a decipher key. So it deciphers on several levels. It allows people to know, you know, kind of how the spiritual world is operating, what principalities or beings, you know, we're starting to hear a lot coming out about UFOs, aliens, that maybe our government's working with these other beings. So what this reveals is who those beings are, how we can identify the higher levels of those beings. And then it further goes into, you know, their ways of transporting through spiritual gates and their access of those spiritual gates and the government experiments with those. So it really is a decipher key. So once you learn how to read it and understand it, you can, you know, see it, the symbols or the different areas where these beings have put their domain, and be able to, you know, decipher which of those beings, you know, have domain in that area where you're seeing the symbol, what programs or projects in the government those beings are overseeing. And then you can start to piece in, you know, who are the people who are directly working under those beings and their authority, and, you know, are it, or better one would be, is there really black magic and use of witchcraft at the highest levels of our government systems, both in the US and across the nations?
And this is something that as a child, this is what people in the system would learn. That's different than what we learn, which is nothing about this stuff.
Right. And the majority are not going to learn this. This is just the highest levels. So, you know, to my knowledge, there's only 7 individuals who were aware of this. It comes out of some of the ancient or forbidden things that, so they keep it very tight circle who is aware of this knowledge.
And you were one that was trained on this. Was it all the Mothers of Darkness that are trained on this?
Not all of them, no.
Oh, not all of them. So just how many, what Mothers of Darkness are trained on this? Who are trained on this?
Yeah, as far as I know, me, and then my training partner, and then there were 2 high priestesses. One was the former Mother of Darkness, who was my proctor, and then the others were high priests and high priestesses.
Okay. And why do they keep it a secret from the majority and only a few people can know this?
From what I understand, it comes, you know, it came through the ancient Germanic black magic books. So, you know, you're talking generational, something that's passed on generationally to just a select amount of people. And you know, I don't know why they choose who they choose or, you know, what all the connections were with that. But from what I understood, it came through the main Nazi individual who worked as my trainer, Michael Carcock. He had brought some of this knowledge with him and worked in conjunction with the top Mother of Darkness. It had also come through her family line. And so, you know, their job was to, you know, have that knowledge and they would give pieces of it as they train different people in different positions, but they never would give individuals the full understanding or knowledge how to decipher all those things. They didn't put all the pieces together. So there, you know, there's a lot of individuals out there who have pieces. And as I'm sure as I was sharing on the show, they'd be like, oh yeah, like, you know, I'm aware of that. That makes sense. But then there's going to be other things, you know, where they're like, wow, I had no clue that this also, you know, was the key to the spiritual gate songs, you know, into accessing the gates. And, you know, so.
Yeah, that was something new that I hadn't seen, was the songs and and so people who are listening, I really recommend that they listen to that show. We'll have a link in the show notes so they can have an understanding of what we're talking about, because you did a 2.5-hour show on the reveal report, and I have the link below again. And it doesn't make sense for us to redo all that, because you did a lot. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to get a background on that and then cover a couple other issues. But yeah, like I said, the musical notes and that five dimension, how many dimensions was in that? We saw it as a flat.
Yeah, there's only three that are in that, in the one that I show, but in reality, there's seven.
Seven, okay. And so, yeah, I recommend people watch that so they get a clue as to what we're talking about today. But now, why, they don't want everybody to see it. Now, how do you know that this truly is, with so few people bringing it forward and passing it down, how do you know this is a full picture that you see?
What I shared was not the full picture. Like we said, you know, it only had the three, but even those, not all of the letters are on there. When you see it in its fullness, it breaks down so that, you know, in essence, it's like, I'm trying to think how to even put this into words, but you have layers even within those rings that are part of the realms. So eventually you have enough letters on there that it goes through every language at its base. You know, we're talking myriads of information that is on that little thing. And you just learn, like you learn sounds, you learn tones, you learn, you know, which spirits are connected where to which quadrants. You know, my job was to know it in, you know, I'm assuming it's an entirety. What I had, you know, was meant to be eventually shared. But, you know, beyond that, you know, I believe that I have all the pieces with it.
Well, it's hard to know, right?
It's hard to know, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to know what you do and do not know. Okay. Yeah. The other thing is, have you gotten any pushback since you did it? Because you did it 3 days ago now. Have you seen any pushback from people? Because this is something that I would think the majority of the people in the system haven't seen it. So it'd probably be very interesting for them.
Yeah, the majority of people have been very interested. But, you know, and a lot of them, like the biggest comment I've gotten is that it seemed to fill in a lot of pieces. You know, that they had knowledge and there were missing pieces, and it seemed to fill that in for a lot of individuals. I have gotten some kickback, especially before I did the show. You know, the Lord had told me that after I prepared the host of the show, poor George, he did an amazing job. But it was like the Lord just opened a can of worms, you know, with this information. And it was stuff that I never, you know, intended to share publicly. It's in that group of stuff that I consider buried with Jesus. And I just, you know, usually leave it there and I don't talk about it. I don't share it. But then the Lord says to me, you know, no, you're going to bring this out and you're going to bring it out on the reveal report. And, you know, I'm sure George felt like he just got this like multiple massive cans of worms, you know, like, what do I do with all of this, you know? And, but he did a really great job bringing it out. And, you know, the days beforehand, we did get a lot of kickback, you know, where we were all having nightmares. I was getting actual threats, to the point we had, you know, I had the U.S. Marshals contacting me, telling me that some of the individuals that we know are a threat were flying up into my area. So it got interesting. I had, you know, family that kind of was really upset, and they were, you know, the rumor was that they were threatening the crazy card and to call CPS and, you know, but it was like, well, the Lord's told me to just keep marching forward with the information. So the government was aware I was going to do it. So, you know, I informed them and said, I will be declassifying this information. So those that needed to be notified were notified that it was coming out. And, you know, I've requested probably about 8 months ago, I requested them to release pictures and the original unredacted documents from the time when I was in experiments as a child. So I've asked for the ones specifically that I was in and for all of that to be released to the public. So that, you know, they're aware that this stuff is going on. And
so my question is, why did you, well, I have a lot of questions, you know me. why did you only give partial? You know, is it just because it was, you're giving it in pieces so people can understand, or, you know, cause you said it wasn't all.
It's trying to find the visuals. Like there aren't, there are not created visuals for what I really grew up with. So this is the closest thing that could be found that give people an idea and help me to describe, you know, the concepts and the base foundation understanding of that decipher code. In reality, you know, it gets to the point, you know, I talked also, you know, like this is even the key code that they use for operating the spiritual gates. So, you know, like in the movies, you'll see where, you know, they've got the big gate and then they've got somebody standing at this pedestal that's flat, you know, it might have a circle on it and it's got all this weird writing on it and stuff. And you'll see weird writing on the gate and things like that. But in reality, you know, what it is like when you're in there, it literally is this, you know, sphere of energy. So there isn't even like an actual board or anything like that. And, you know, you're dealing with technology that hasn't even been released to the public, mm-hmm. you know, where it's just an image. And some of it started to come forward with the, you know, the computer stuff where you've got your virtual desktop that,
yep.
you know, is in the air and stuff. So it's much like that, where, you know, you've got this sphere and you turn and you know,
because yeah, they have hyper realistic holograms now. So it would be
right. Something similar to that. But then as you get like, that's for the starting project. So that's one of the things they would use to train those spiritual gate operators. But by the time you're advanced, you have it all memorized by hearing, by sight. So you can just, you know, you just get to a point where you don't even really do anything other than think of the song and you're already operating in the spirit world. Like it overlaps, you know, mm-hmm. where you can just enter in and you're in the physical world and that spiritual world, wherever you want to be. And so you don't even need any of that. It's kind of, you know, at the highest levels, a training tool, that they use. But
so this is just incredible. So yeah. Why do you believe the Lord wanted you to share this? Because the majority of the people watching it are not going to understand what to do with it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Is this, I'm assuming this is targeting, I mean, getting people to kind of understand, but just starting to introduce people, but it's targeting a different group. So let me know what do you think? Why do you think the Lord?
Well, for several reasons. First, you know, probably the easiest place to begin is that, you know, we had our former president would often use a very specific term. He would say, we are in an unseen war. And, you know, what I believe he meant by that is that we are in this war that is not just against, you know, the physical, the flesh and the blood. We are fighting against these principalities, these spirits and these beings that, you know, they're bound to some of this domain on the earth as well. Not only have they been, you know, cast out of the heavenlies and bound here on this earth, but they've set up dominion on the earth. You know, they're greedy little buggers, and they like to, you know, stake their claim on everything that they can, you know, and be like, that's my area of territory. That's something that I rule. So that's why you see all these symbols and emblems, you know, I mean, almost for everything now. You know, a lot of things say that it's a type of branding, it's a type of, marketing, you know, that's what you'll be led to believe. But in its essence, what it is it's these beings that are working behind the scene, even unknowns to people, to put their names on everything, you know, because they're always fighting amongst themselves. So with that, you know, with that knowledge, it's like, this is really what is behind everything that we see happening. And if we want to make a change, we can't just address what's happening in the immediate physical world, because we're dealing with high level principalities. We're dealing with people they've trained, you know, in the black arts and in witchcraft. And, you know, we need to address those things in order to make a change happen. And, you know, people haven't realized, you know, that with all these symbols everywhere, like, you walk out your front door, or, you know, just drive around your community, and you're going to be seeing them everywhere. And so when you realize that, you know, your entire community is, you know, you've got these beings that are claiming domain over all this land. And biblically, you know, the Lord did not give them domain of the land. So that land, by all rights, by all authority, spiritually and physically, was given to us humans.
So they're taking it against his will.
They're taking it against God's will, but they're also taking, you know, what is the land? The land is our inheritance. Like, we were called to be stewards of it. So, you know, when they come in, you know, these aren't beings that are going to set up good things in your communities. You know, they were cast out of heaven because of their sin. So they're going to be bringing in, you know, all these sins into your community, whether it's drugs, alcohol, you know, prostitution, child trafficking, murder, the list goes on and on. You know, even as petty as lying, things like that, you know, they're going to start bringing those things in and making them strongholds in those communities. So, you know, this is why, like, you know, I've talked on some shows about, you know, how we find the ritual or the trafficking nests underground. And there's all these above ground indicators, you know, and so those are the things that we look for. And in their essence, what are those above ground indicators that I'm pointing out or looking for? They're the places that the enemy has made the strongholds in those sections. And he conveniently, you know, is very meticulous and likes to have everything in order. So, you know, the formula is that, you know, everything for each area is within a 15-mile radius. You know, so you can look for all those indicators, and it will all be centered, you know, the ritual ground will be centered within that 15-mile radius. So this helps us, you know, the purpose in knowing is that you know, we have the ability, we have the authority to take the land back and to remove those strongholds from our communities. You know, Jeff with Right on Radio that I work with, he always says a very powerful statement. He says, you know, things must manifest in the spiritual first before they can manifest in the physical. So this is what we're doing, you know, as I'm bringing out this information, it's so people can understand what's happening in the spiritual and they can address it in the spiritual. And as they do that, then it opens the door for us to address it in the physical.
And addressing it in the spiritual is a lot of that happens just from becoming aware and understanding it. And then we naturally start to address it. Or are you talking about people that have the ability to address it in the spiritual?
Yeah. You know, let me think how to put this. We are training people to address it because people have not been taught how to address it in the spiritual. So, you know, one of the simple things that can be done is rebuking and commanding these spirits to leave the areas. But a lot of people are not taught to do that. They don't know how to do that. In its essence, it's really easy. You know, you just simply say to the spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke you, I command you to leave this area. But then it gets more complicated because, you know, the reality of the spiritual world is that, you know, you're dealing with a real world. you know, everything in our world that we see is a replica of the original, you know, everything as it operated in the spiritual. So, you know, as we're talking about this, we're talking about dominion and land rights and claims. It goes beyond just, you know, rebuking and casting out and then, you know, expecting everything to be good. There's actually a legal process, you know, because, you know, the enemy can come before the throne of God and he can reason with the Lord and say, hey, because there's sin, you know, happening in these areas, because there's individuals who are tempted and who want to participate in those sins. So let's just say, you know, we'll go deep here. We've got people in an area and they actively want to participate in child pedophilia and trafficking. Okay. So because those people want to do that, it gives these beings legal ground spiritually to stay there and to run that area.
So human beings need to clean up themselves spiritually.
Yeah.
In order to, and we can create oases like my own home where we spiritually are good. We're trying to be good. We're getting rid right. of, and so we have a little oasis and you can have that. And then you just keep pushing
making it bigger. Yeah. And so you bring the argument, you know, like I've talked about, we can go into the heavenlies as, you know, Satan is approaching that throne and saying, no, I've got legal right to be on this ground. We can counter that. We can say, no, we've confessed our sins. We've asked for forgiveness. We are, you know, living good lives to the best of our ability. Because of the blood of Jesus, when we confess our sins, he forgives us. And literally it says he keeps no record of wrong. So the enemy can't bring any of those former things up against us. They're gone. Like legally, they're gone in the spirit world.
So a child trafficker and a pedophilia person can say, I no longer want to do this. I want my sins to be forgiven. And I want to stop this. And that will make a huge difference.
Absolutely. Yes. That ultimately, that's the level where I work with people. I attempt to get those in the deepest darkness to understand that, because at the heart of it, the majority of them don't want to be engaging. You know, there's a lure at first, or there's things they're forced to do it. They go through struggles and wrestling with it, just like the rest of us do with different forms of, you know, temptations. But at the end of the day, the majority of them, they get sick of it. They don't want to do it. But the consequences, once you're sucked into that, to get out is horrific. You know, the enemy just doesn't let people walk away and turn away. You know, to confess your sin and repent, and, you know, literally these people then are fleeing. And as they flee, you know, there's only two possibilities. You know, the system's going to come after you. They're going to send people to retrieve you. And you can be guaranteed that when they retrieve you, you're going to have only a couple options. If you fight them and you're refusing to go back, they're going to make it look like you suicided yourself, or they're going to oppress you until you do. And most of the time they'll have things happen and oppress people, you know, make them lose their job, make them lose everything in their life, you know, discredit them so they can't get jobs or work or money to feed themselves. You know, they will shut off their banks so they can't have access to money. So they'll make it so that you end your life. You know, if you choose, you know, if they retrieve you and they pull you back in, you know, they will torture you until either you make an agreement that, yes, you'll be in the system and you'll pay restitution for your defection, or they'll torture you until they kill you.
Jeez. Okay.
You know, so most defectors, you know, most people, it's easier to stay in the system and just go along with it, doing whatever you have to do just to survive, versus, you know, all the horrible, graphic, slow ways that they kill people. You know, the majority of them don't want to die that way or see, you know, people that they love die that way.
Well, but it's better to leave and just say, okay. And even if they do, I mean, that's the point you're trying to work with people on, is that it's better to forgive your sins. The Lord will be with you. And whatever happens, you're just going to have to deal with it, because it's way better than staying there and doing that.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's the third way that, you know, people are not taught. You know, the system will fight to, you know, will play games in their relationship. You know, you, as kids, you grew up, most of them living cover lives in church, and you learn about God, you learn about his forgiveness, but then you'll go through these rituals or blasphemies where, you know, they'll make you feel like God loves me. And the next thing you know, you're going through this ritual and it's this horrible, graphic trauma, and they're accrediting it to God, or they're saying, you know, why is God not saving you from this? You must be too bad. You know, God doesn't love you. And, you know, so they make it so that you believe that you've been so bad, or, you know, been participating in these things that are so bad, that there is no hope or way out for you. But there is. You know, as we said, the Lord, if we confess our sins, he literally wipes the slate clean. And he does have the power. You know, I'm one, I have never been under federal protection. I have never run. The top people in the system know my address. They have my phone number. You know, it's like, if you're coming, come and get me. You know, the only protection that I have had is the Lord all these years. And, you know, I haven't had an easy life. You know, it's not like nothing happens, or I never get threats, or people don't try to do stuff. You know, all of that does happen. But in spite of that, the Lord has protected and preserved my life through that.
And so, and it's because you have faith. Now, are there times where people get out and the Lord does not protect them?